بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. The Sahabi we are to learn about was the man of the Quran. His life was Quran, his life was teaching Deen. He was also Abdullah bin Qais. A little while ago we did about another Abdullah bin Qais, who was Abdullah bin Umm Maktum. This Sahabi is also Abdullah bin Qais, Abdullah bin Qais bin Sulaym bin Hadar bin Harb bin Amir bin Anz bin Bakr bin Amir, until he reaches Ibn al-Ash'ar. Ash'ar means a certain plant, and his tribe is known as Al-Ash'ari. So from there we come to know that this Sahabi was known as Abu Musa. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari embraced Islam during the Meccan period. Some reports suggest that he did come to Makkah Mukarramah and he embraced Islam and he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him back home and he worked amongst his people. And many of them changed, and many of them embraced Islam. And his mother also embraced Islam. Her name was Rabia, Rabia bint Wahab radiallahu anha. She was from the Aqt tribe. Anyway, after many years of effort, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and his brothers, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and his brother Abu Ruhum and his other brother Abu Amir, they made effort among their people. And some time later, together the family and the other Muslims of the area, approximately 50 of them, more than 50 of them, he says, we embarked on the ship and we now are trying to travel towards Medina Munawwara. At taqdeer ki baat, the wind blew in another direction and we reached the port of Abyssinia. And just there we met some Sahaba radiallahu anhum there. We recognized them like a Muslim recognizes another Muslim. They welcomed us, thinking probably this could be Medina. No, it's not Medina Munawwara. Anyway, the Muslims who were there, Ja'far radiallahu anhu and his satis, welcomed us. And we spent some time, few months there with them. And when they were making hijrah, we migrated to Medina Munawwara together. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy on the arrival of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and his men. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says, his son narrates this report. Abu Burda, his son's name was Abu Burda, an Abi Musa. So Abu Burda narrates from Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He says, we left Yemen, we were somewhat 50 somewhat, and us three brothers were also part and parcel of the delegation. Myself, Abu Ruhum and Abu Amir. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says, I was the youngest. Anyway, our ship, فَأَخْرَجَتْنَا سَفِينَتُنَا إِلَى النَّجَاشِي. And we, after spending some time there, we then came to Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with us. He said, لَكُمُ الْهِجْرَ مَرَّتَيْن. For you all is double hijrah. You'll made hijrah to Abyssinia, to Najashi, and then you'll made hijrah to me. Allah will give you all rewards of double hijrah. Another report suggests Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the arrival of Abu Musa, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقْدَمُ عَلَيْكُمْ غَدًا قَوْمٌ. Such a tribe, such a people will come tomorrow. هُمْ أَرَقُّ قُلُوبًا لِلْإِسْلَامِ مِنْكُمْ. They have a softer heart towards Islam than all of you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that they have softness for deen in their hearts. And who arrived the next day? Al-Ash'ariyun, the Ash'ari tribe. And as they were arriving near Medina Munawwara, they were rendering, the Ash'ari tribe were rendering, غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا. They were celebrating. They were singing these words, tomorrow we will meet the beloveds. Tomorrow we will meet the beloveds, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When they arrived and they went to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they greeted and they also made musafaha. فَكَانُوا أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ الْمُصَافَحَةَ. The first people to bring alive this practice of the handshake. of shaking the hands was the people of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were the first to make musafaha. Allahu Akbar. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and the Ash'ari tribe were the first to make musafaha, and after that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it a practice of the sunnah. Like the first sahabi to present the salam was Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, and from there it became a salam, and Allah ta'ala speaks of it in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When you are greeted with a salam, then respond in a better manner or respond in a like manner. So deen teaches us to make salam, the importance of salam, to greet in a better manner. Be the first to greet. Hasten to greet and make greeting common. Greet those who we know and those who we don't know. All these ahadith come. Sallim ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Greet those who you know and those who you don't know. It's one of the signs of Qiyamah that a believer will only greet those who he knows, and those who he don't know, whether they Muslim also, but he won't greet them just because of the fact that he doesn't know. This is a sign of Qiyamah. Another beautiful sunnah is to make musafaha. When meeting a person the first time or meeting a person after some time, to make musafaha. And this was initiated by Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, and it was approved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then practiced by Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very, very beautiful practice, the practice of musafaha. Arab bin Azib radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min muslimin yaltaqiyan fa yatasafahan illa ghufira lahuma qabla an yatafarraqa." When two Muslims meet and they make musafaha, except that they are forgiven before they separate. Imagine how much of reward for greeting the next person. Another report, Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-mu'min idha laqiya al-mu'min fasallama alayhi wa akhadha bi yadihi fatasafahahu tanatharat khatayahuma kama yatanathar waraqu ash-shajar." Rawahu at-Tabrani. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a mu'min meets another mu'min and he makes salam and he takes his hand and he greets him, the sins fall like the leaves fall off a tree. Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba was such, whenever they met they would make musafaha, and when they would return from a journey and they met after some time, they would make mu'anaqa. Mu'anaqa is hugging. So they would greet with shaking their hands, and when they would come from a journey they would hug each other. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports a very beautiful report that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Muslims meet and they make musafaha, two brothers make musafaha and they ask each other about each other, the one that gets, Allah sends down 100 rahmah, 100 mercies, the one that gets more of these mercies is the one that smiles more and is more kinder and more concerned about the next person. Salman Farisi radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a Muslim meets his Muslim brother and he shakes his hand, the sins fall like the leaves fly off a dry tree on a tempest windy night, and Allah ta'ala forgives this person's sins. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the perfect greeting is to shake the man's hands. Min tamam al-tahiyya al-akhdhu bil yad. Qatada reports that I asked Anas radiallahu anhu, was musafaha, shaking the hands, a common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? He says, yes, it was a common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A man from the Anaza tribe says, I asked Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, when he was sent to Sham, I said, I want to ask you about a hadith and I want you to teach me if there's no harm in it. So I asked him, he said, you're welcome to ask. So I asked him, he said, would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make musafaha with you all when you all would greet him? He said, whenever I met him, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made musafaha with me, shook hands with me. And one day he sent me on one task. So I went to fulfill the task. When I came back, he was told that I have come, so he sent for me. When I came to him, he was on his bedding, he hugged me, and that was much better and much better. فَكَانَتْ تِلْكَ أَجْوَدَ وَأَجْوَدْ. So there's so many ahadith. One beautiful report says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make musafaha, يَذْهَبِ الْغِلْ, hatred and ill feeling and malice will be removed from the heart. وتهادوا and give each other gifts. تحابوا. محبت will be created. محبت will be formed. And ill feelings will be removed from the hearts. So there's so many beautiful ahadith regarding this great practice. And also, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah under these chapters explains that the correct manner, and he actually quotes his teacher. He says the correct manner is shaking both the hands to make musafaha with both the hands. And imagine what rewards Allah will give the Sahabi Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who was the Sahabi to initiate this practice. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive the beautiful practices and sunan of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father Ash'ari reports that when this verse of the Quran was revealed, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will bring a people. Soon Allah will bring a people that Allah loves them and they love Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Musa and said, these are your people. And he indicated to the people of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, the Ash'ariyin. Imagine the virtue of the people of the Ash'ariyin. Another beautiful report. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of the Ash'ariyin are such that they prefer others over themselves, and they assist each other and support each other. And when they are out in Allah's way, striving in Allah's path, and they short of food, short of water, they spread out one dastarkhan, and whatever they have, they put it into the dastarkhan, and they share everything they have equally. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, in the riwayat of Bukhari, فَهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. They are from me, and I am from them. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the expedition of Khaybar. And he was always in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we have to learn. See the importance Sahaba gave to be in the company, to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Burda again reports, this comes in Bukhari Sharif. He narrates from his father Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He says, I was by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one journey. I was next to him, and we had camped at Ji'rana. This was between Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. And Bilal radiallahu anhu was with. One Bedouin had come, and he said, why don't you fulfill your promises to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rejoice, be happy. He said, I had enough of this. قَدْ أُكْثِرَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ أَبْشِرْ. All the time, abshir, abshir. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned to Abu Musa and Bilal radiallahu anhuma, and he was hurt at what the Bedouin had said. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he refused the glad tidings. Why don't you all accept it? فَقْبَلَا أَنْتُمَا. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, we want it, we welcome it. We would highly appreciate your barakat and your glad tidings and your du'as and your blessings. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a bowl with water. He washed his hands, his face, and he placed his mubarak saliva, he gargled and placed that water, that mubarak water, into that bowl. And he said to them, drink from this and pour it on your faces and your necks, and take this barakat and this basharat, this glad tidings. And they both took this, and they used it in the manner Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them. Ummu Salama from inside her tent, she said, please keep some for your mother. And afdila li ummikuma, keep some for your mother. So they kept some for her as well. So this shows his closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on an expedition. فَجَعَلْنَا لَا نَسْعَدُ شَرَفًا. Every hill we climbed, every mountain we climbed, every valley we went down and we descended from, except that we would raise our voices with takbir and praising Allah Ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then came close to us and he said, oh people, you are screaming very, very loud. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't overexert yourselves. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّ وَلَا غَائِبًا. You are not calling out to one who is deaf, nor that one who is absent. Allah is with you. إِنَّكُمْ تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. You are calling out and beseeching from that being who hears all and who sees all. O Abdullah bin Qais. And in this, as Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to everyone, he then gives a specific address to Abu Musa. O Abdullah bin Qais, shall I teach you a statement which is from the treasures of Jannah? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar. How close, what a good, what a wonderful relationship he had with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he would take every opportunity just to be by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side. One day he gets up, a Sahih report, He says, today I want to be Allah's Nabi's doorkeeper. So I said to my brother, come join me, come. He said, I'll catch up with you. So I go, لَأَكُونَنَّ بَوَّابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْيَوْمَ. Just this alone tells us how he took every opportunity to be by Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم side. He went by the masjid side, where is Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم? He went this way. So he goes to find Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in one garden. So he asked permission, O Nabi of Allah, I will fulfill this task of keeping the door. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him this. And whoever came, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, would find out who was it, and then would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission, and would come back to give the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that individual. So first Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes. This is a famous report. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes. He goes to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grants the permission and says, give him glad tidings of Jannat. And in this, Abu Musa is waiting for his brother also. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters. He sits next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in a well, and his feet was reclining towards the inner portion, and the water was deep. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sits next to him on the right. Sometime later, Umar radiallahu anhu comes. He seeks Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Musa, allow him in. Aidan lahu wa bashirhu bil jannah. Give him glad tidings of Jannat for him. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu is waiting for his brother to come. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dishing out Jannat here. Hopefully my brother must come. Not long after that, Uthman radiallahu anhu comes. He seeks Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's permission. Give him permission to enter. Give him glad tidings of Jannat and inform him that great challenges will afflict him. So he comes to give that news, and Uthman radiallahu anhu comes in seeking Allah Ta'ala's help. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sides were occupied already by Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. So Uthman radiallahu anhu faced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the other side of the well to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak chehra and Mubarak face. So this hadith also teaches us how Abu Musa radiallahu anhu wanted to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says that one day Allah blessed me with a child. So I brought this child to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi gave him the name Ibrahim. Fasammahu Ibrahim. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the dates and he put it into the mouth, a date, and he made tahniq of this little Ibrahim and made dua for him with barakat. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned the child to me. Ibn Sa'ad, the great historian, records that Wakana Ibrahim Akbar of Wuldi Abi Musa. Ibrahim was the eldest son of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So how Abu Musa kept close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he learned so much from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was through the barakat of this suhbat, the barakat of this companionship. The closer he was, the more he learned. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu mentions he would make this dua. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this. This comes in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma khfir li khati'ati wa jahli wa israfi fi amri wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni. Allahumma khfir li jiddi wa hazli wa khata'i wa amdi wa kullu thalika indi. Allahumma khfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lant wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni. Anta al-muqaddimu wa anta al-muakhir. وأنت على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, he makes this dua that he learns from sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive me خطيئتي وجهلي, my mistakes, my ignorance, وإسرافي في أمري, my excessiveness if I went over the bounds, وما أنت أعلم به مني, everything you know of me, Allah, you forgive me. اللهم اغفر لي جدي وهزلي, Allah, forgive me when I did things wrong seriously or jokingly. وخطئي وعمدي, or if I did it mistakenly, unintentionally or intentionally. Allah, I have all these mistakes. وكل ذلك عندي. Allah, forgive me whatever wrong I have put forth, whatever I made priority that I shouldn't have. وما أخرت, whatever I neglected that I shouldn't have. وما أسررت وما أعلنت, whatever sin I might have perpetrated secretly or openly. وما أنت أعلم به مني. Allah, everything you know of me, forgive me. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. You are the controller. You bring whatever you want forth. You bring back whatever you want. You raise whatever you want, whomever you want, whomsoever you want, and you bring down whomsoever you want. وأنت على كل شيء قدير. You have power over everything, my Allah. So how he learns this? Through the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I remind myself and my friends of the beautiful statement of our pious pious people, khidmat se khuda milta hai. When we will make khidmat, we will gain Allah's love. Khidmat se khuda milta hai. Ibadat se jannat milta hai. Through ibadat we will get jannat, but through khidmat we will gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, and also we will win du'as that will take us very, very far in life. Another amazing trait in the life of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu was the importance to Quran. He had in reality the understanding of this hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalu ibadati ummati qira'atul Quran." The greatest of the ibadat of my ummat is qira'atul Quran. On many occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go past the masjid. On an occasion with Aisha radiallahu anha. On other occasions with other Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears Abu Musa radiallahu anhu reciting the beautiful, glorious Quran Kareem. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, "Laqad utita mizmaram min mazamiri Ali Dawood." Really, you have been granted from Allah the beautiful flute from the offspring of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning the beautiful voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. His beautiful voice in the rendition of the Zabur, Allah gave you that beautiful voice in the recital, in the tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, "Oh Abu Musa, I was listening to you attentively last night. Wa ana astami'u li qira'atika al-bariha." Allah has really given you such a beautiful voice. Allahu Akbar. How Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved and gave du'as to Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Burayda radiallahu anhu says, "I one day was out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We left the masjid. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing by the door of the masjid and there was someone performing salah there. So Allah's Nabi says to me, 'Oh Burayda, do you think this man is showing off?' I said, 'Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best.' Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Indeed, he is a mu'min who is muneeb. He is such a mu'min who is oft repenting unto Allah.' And Allah has blessed him with the voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So I came closer, it was Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. And I informed him of what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding him. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching Burayda radiallahu anhu a lesson that never judge a person. And Allah's Nabi then clarified that this is the individual. Another report, very, very similar. Burayda radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid. I was by the door of the masjid and Allah's Nabi held my hand, brought me into the masjid. And there was someone making dua. And in his dua he said, "Allahumma inni as'aluk bi anni ashhadu annaka Allah la ilaha illa anta al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad." Such a beautiful dua. Then Allah's Nabi said to Burayda, "By that being is in whose hand is my life," he asked Allah with the Ismul A'zam. Such a name, if Allah is asked with this name, Allah will grant. If Allah is sought with this name, through this name, Allah will definitely give. And then there was a man also reciting, and Allah's Nabi said that definitely he has received such a voice of the offspring of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So I said, "O Nabi of Allah, can I inform him?" Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, you can inform him." So I informed him. So he said to me, "You'll always be my friend, such good news you brought to me." And it was Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu that always befriended me because I brought him the beautiful news that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Another report, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha was listening. So they told Abu Musa, "How beautiful is your voice?" So he said, if I knew y'all were listening, I can even read better." Meaning this was his ikhlas and this was his sincerity. He was a lover of the Qur'an Kareem. Allah Ta'ala make us lovers of the Qur'an Kareem. He loved Qur'an. That many, whoever would know Abu Musa is reciting would come and listen attentively to the recital, to the beautiful tilawat of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Even Umar radiallahu anhu would call for Abu Musa and they would sit together. On many occasions they would discuss masail for long, long periods. And then when they would be sitting, at times Umar radiallahu anhu would say, "Oh Abu Musa, dhakkirna, remind us about Allah, remind us about Allah." Another report, or another occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu would say, "Shawwiqna ila Rabbina, make us desire to meet Allah." And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would read in his most beautiful voice. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would also just sit and read for Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the lovers of the Quran Kareem. What a lover of the Quran was Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu would read Quran for him. So what a lover of the Quran. On one occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu says to Abu Musa, please recite Quran to me. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu is reciting, and he's reciting. So someone said, come, let's make tahajjud. Let's make some salah. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, we are in salah. Listening to Quran is like being in salah. Man al-Nahdi rahimahullah says, ma sami'tu mizmaran, wala tamburan, wala sanjan, ahsana min sawti Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu. I have not heard any voice, nor any instrument, no instrument can be more beautiful than the plain, beautiful, melodious voice of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He would render the salah for us. In kana la yusalli bina. He would be our imam, and we would want him to continue and continue and continue reciting. At times we would wish that he would recite the entire Baqarah, because the way we would enjoy his beautiful rendition of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Musa radiallahu anhu would spend hours and hours reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem, and he would recite and he would cry. He would recite and he would cry. It's reported in Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, when Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would reach the verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-Kareem. He would cry and he would cry and he would cry. Oh insan, what has beguiled you? What has deceived you? What has beguiled you regarding your Rabb who is most generous and kind? And then he would say that al-jahl, it's ignorance. And he would cry and he would cry and he would cry. This ignorance has beguiled us. And he would cry for lengthy periods of time. He would reach the verse of the Quran, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Allah Ta'ala asks, that do you take Shaitan and his offspring as your friends and allies besides me, your Allah? You take Shaitan as your friends while they are your enemies, and you neglect and you turn away from your Allah who is your true guardian, protector and helper? He would read this verse and he would cry. He would read this verse and he would cry. This verse is so to say telling us that, oh insan, Shaitan is the one that tried to take you out of Jannat. He tricks you in this world. He wants to take you to hellfire. He wants to harm you, but you want to befriend him and listen to him and please him. But your Allah who is everything for you, your Allah who does everything for you, your Allah whom every breath comes from him, your Allah whom every heartbeat is from him, your Allah who is such that every limb of the body functions only through him, every day is his gift, every sip of water is his gift, that Allah who is so kind and kareem and merciful, that Allah you want to denounce and turn away from. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would cry and he would cry and he would cry. He spent his life serving Allah Ta'ala's deen. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him in Allah Ta'ala's way to teach Allah Ta'ala's deen. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu sent him to Basra. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he sent him to Basra, and Umar radiallahu anhu sent him to teach deen in Basra. And the way he taught the people Quran, the way he taught the people Allah Ta'ala's deen, he devoted himself. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, there wasn't any teacher that came to Basra better than Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He came to the people of Basra, he governed with justice, and he taught the people the Quran and the Sunnah. لَقَدْ عَلَّمَهُمْ كِتَابَ رَبِّهِمْ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِمْ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He taught the people Quran, he taught the people Sunnah. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, after Fajr Salah in Basra, everyone was in their socks, and he would teach each one Quran individually. He would give each one individual attention. He would teach them Quran, and he would teach Sunnah, and he would teach Ahkam, the fiqh. And then Umar radiallahu anhu would always oversee his governors. He would ask people's report. What's happening? For example, in this occasion, in this case, in Basra, what's happening there? How is everything there? Anas radiallahu anhu says, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu sent me to Umar radiallahu anhu for some work. Because Anas radiallahu anhu was also in Basra. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, كَيْفَ تَرَكْتَ الْأَشْعَرِيَّةِ? How did you leave Abu Musa al-Ash'ari? So I said to him, I left him in such a condition. يُعَلِّمُ النَّاسَ الْقُرْآنِ. He's teaching the people Quran. Umar radiallahu anhu says, really, he is a very, very wise man. But don't tell him. He is such a wise man. Meaning, teaching the Qur'an al-Kareem, there's no greater virtue. There's no better business. The wisdom of teaching Qur'an al-Kareem is an investment of the Akhirah. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu was doing that. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, he is very, very intelligent. It comes in Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 3, under the chapter of Ta'lim, learning, how Abu Musa radiallahu anhu would teach the people. A time came in his time where there were more than 300 ulama and huffaz of the Quran al-Kareem that Abu Musa radiallahu anhu personally taught. He personally taught them the Quran al-Kareem. He personally taught them the Quran al-Kareem. He would teach them and then they qualified. And Umar radiallahu anhu was so happy. Really, then Abu Musa radiallahu anhu gives them advice. See these advices in the Hayatul Sahaba. If Allah gives us more tawfiq, we will discuss these advices that Abu Musa radiallahu anhu gave them. Then Umar radiallahu anhu writes down advices and sends it to the ulama, the student, to Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and his students. Amazing advices. Ramadan is coming. So we will continue further in these beautiful advices regarding the Quran al-Kareem, the important Sahaba radiallahu anhu gave to the Quran al-Kareem. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu lived such a beautiful life. He took Islam to so many regions, from Basra itself. How many regions he covered, we will continue in the forthcoming lessons. Allah Ta'ala accept us for his deen. Allah make us servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah make us true students of deen. Allah make us true believers. Allah give us the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah give us true love of the Quran al-Kareem like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can never gain proximity to Allah more better than anything than that which came directly from Allah, meaning the Quran al-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to value his kalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who Allah gives him Quran and he underestimates that ni'mat and looks at someone else as being more fortunate than he is, that he has Quran and that person has something else better, worldly. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have actually disrespected and discarded what Allah considers as the greatest. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.